I'd like for us to turn again this evening to 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们再请大家翻到彼得后书第一章。
We've been using these verses as our theme verses for our times together.
我们在我们聚集的时候，我们用这节圣经作为我们的题目。
I'd like for us to read verses from 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 16 to 19.
我们读彼得后书一章16到19节。
For we do not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
彼得后书第一章十六到十九节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。
We know in these verses, Peter is testifying of his experience on that Mount of Transfiguration.
我们知道在这些经文里面，彼得是在那里就着他在变化山上的经历做见证。
So let's turn back to the Gospel of Matthew and look at that experience.
我们现在再翻回到马太福音，我们看彼得的这段经历。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 28.
马太福音16章28节。
We know in Matthew 16 earlier in the chapter, Peter had seen this and received this revelation of Christ in the church.
我们知道在16章的前面一点，彼得在那里接到了有关基督的启示。
Later on, he received that revelation of the cross.
后来他又接到了有关十字架上的启示。
And after the Lord concluded that, he continues on.
当主把那段结束了以后，他就继续下来。
Starting in chapter 16, verse 28.
就在第17章28节。
And we'll read on into chapter 17 through verse 8.
16章28节。
Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who shall not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. And 6 days later, Jesus took with Him Peter and James and John, His brother, and brought them up to a high mountain by themselves. And He was transfigured before them, and His face shone like the sun, and His garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Him. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll make 3 tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were much afraid. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Arise, do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
16章28节开始，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。门徒听见就匍匐在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们说，起来，不要害怕。他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that our testimony is, it is Jesus only.
主，我们的今天的见证就是说唯有基督。
Lord, we find many things tugging at our hearts.
我们知道在我们心里面有很多的事情缠绕。
But Lord, we want to be those that return to that place of allowing you to be the all in all within our life.
主，我们要回到那个地方，让你成为我们生命里的万有之主。
Lord, as we gather here tonight, we don't want to be occupied with other things.
主，当我们在这里聚集的时候，我们不让我们的心有任何的缠累。
But Lord, we want you to be the all in all in this time.
我们愿意做万有之主。
That all in all in speaking and translating and hearing.
在所有的我们的讲的、听的和翻译的。
Lord, we would be jealous for the fullness of your life tonight.
我们在这里，我们带着妒忌的心，我们盼望你的丰满。
We don't want to be distracted by ones around us.
我们不愿意被我们周围的来搅扰。
We don't want to be distracted by it being a New Year's Eve.
我们不愿意被新年的来临来搅扰我们。
There are many things that can tug our hearts one way or the other.
在有很多的事情可以搅扰我们的心。
But tonight we would be those that come and focus and turn our eyes upon Jesus only.
今天晚上我们愿意做那一群人，我们把我们的眼目单单的聚在你的身上。
Because we know that in Jesus every provision has been made for life and godliness.
我们知道在基督里面一切关于生命和敬虔的事情都已为我们预备。
Lord, by faith we lay hold of that provision for tonight.
主，我们跟着因着信，我们来抓住你给我们的供应。
And we would have an expectancy of our heart of beholding you in a fresh and a new way.
主，愿意我们心里带着这个期望，我们来注视在你的身上。
Oh Lord, do pour forth your spirit upon us.
主，把你的圣灵向我们降下。
Lord, that under that anointing we would behold you in a fuller and greater way.
在那个圣灵的带领下，我们可以更完美的看见你。
In thy name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
During our times together, we've been considering this little phrase that Peter used in his second epistle.
我们在这里，我们一直在那里讲到这个彼得用的这节圣经。
Peter testified how that prophetic word had been made more sure within him.
彼得在那里见证在他的心里面这个先知的预言变得更有确据。
And what Peter was saying that the words that he had heard growing up and through the Lord in his ministry on earth.
彼得就在那里说到当他成长里面和他当侍奉主的时候他学的那些话语。
Through Peter's life experiences, these had become reality to him.
通过他一生的经历，这些变为实际。
They were no longer just a concept, just a teaching, just a doctrine.
这里就不是只是简单的一点教条，一点的教训和理论。
They had become life unto him and were impacting and directing him day by day.
那就在他里面成为他的生命，来每天的引导他。
And as Peter knew that his martyrdom was soon,
彼得才知道他要殉道的日子到了。
He was writing to those ones that were dear to him.
他在那里对他心爱的那些弟兄姊妹们写信。
To stir them up by way of reminder.
在那里通过激励激发他们提醒他们。
That they too could continue on strong in the Lord.
让他们也可以在主里坚强的可以跟得上。
That they not settle down, they not fall asleep.
他们没有在那里停下来没有睡着了。
And not just fall into traditions and routines.
不是在那里来跟从的传统。
But they would allow the very life of our Lord to continue to lead them on into a fullness.
他们可以让主的生命带他们一直带到丰满的里面。
That that word would be made real within them too.
让那些话在他们的生命里面也变为确实。
This is the burden we have for our own hearts.
这是我们今天我们心里面的负担。
As we've said, we've been so blessed over the years to hear many wonderful teachings.
我们说在过去的几年我们一直有很好的祝福我们听很多的教训。
But how much of what we heard has become reality within our hearts?
有多少我们听到的已经成为我们心里面的实际。
If when we're honest with that, we confess very little.
如果我们诚实的话我们要说很少。
But we're thankful it's still called today.
但是我们感谢他因为他今天还在呼召我们。
And we have an opportunity.
我们今天还有机会。
To allow that word to become real within us.
我们可以让那些话在我们里面成为实际。
And we want to make the most of the opportunities we have.
我们要尽量的抓住这个机会。
We know the days are short.
我们知道时间很短。
Our Lord's returning soon.
我们主马上就要回来了。
And we want to be those that are ready for his glorious return.
我们愿意在那里成为等候他荣耀回来的人。
We've already shared how this word was made real within Peter's individual life.
我们已经交通到这些话如何在彼得个人的生命里面成为实际。
Last night we looked at this matter of how it was made real to Peter in regard to the church.
我们昨天晚上关乎教会的事情我们看到如何在彼得的心里面成为实际。
And it's interesting as we look at Peter's individual life.
当我们看彼得个人的生活的时候
As we look at Peter's that church life.
当我们看彼得在教会的生活的里面
It's one life.
只是一个生命
It's the life of Christ.
这就是基督的生命
And Peter's individual life, what is that life?
彼得的个人的生命，那是什么样的生命？
It's the life of Christ being expressed.
是基督的生命在里面表达出来。
When we speak of church life, what are we speaking of?
当我们说到教会的生命，教会的生命是什么？
We're speaking of the life of Christ being expressed through His people.
我们看到是基督的生命通过他的百姓表现出来。
And tonight, as we come to consider this matter of the kingdom,
今天晚上我们在讲关乎国度的事。
And we touch on the matter of kingdom life.
当我们讲到关乎国度的生命，
Whose life are we talking about?
我们是在谈谁的生命？
It's the life of the kingdom.King being expressed among his people.
是那个王的生命在他的百姓里面表现出来。
So it's all the same life.
同样一个生命。
It's one life that we're living.
我们都活的是一个生命。
We're distinguishing among, between them just for this time of fellowship and encouragement.
我们是为了交通的缘故，我们把他们分开。
And would the Lord be using this within our lives?
愿意主用在我们的生命里用到这些。
To really strengthen us in these days.
来坚固我们在这些末世。
As we look at Peter again tonight,
当我们今天晚上再看彼得，
how did the reality of this beautiful picture that he saw of the kingdom on that Mount of Transfiguration become real to him?
当他在变化山上看到那一个美丽的图画，如何在他的生命里面变为了一个实际？
And may the reality of the kingdom life become real to us.
愿意国度的生命在我们里面也成为实际。
Not just so much, as we say over and over, so much teaching out there about the kingdom.
我们说在外面有那么多关乎国度的教训。
But we're not, we want to go beyond that.
但是我们要跨过那一点。
We want it within our hearts.
我们愿意在我们的心里面。
We want that prophetic word made more sure in our hearts.
我们愿意先知的预言在我们心里面变为确实。
We want to be taking heed within our hearts.
我们愿意心里面留意。
Till that day when that morning star arises in our hearts.
等那晨星在我们心里面显现。
And we behold him in all his glory.
我们来看他的荣美。
And when we're talking of the kingdom, what are we speaking of?
当我们谈到国度，我们在讲什么？
Now I would like to keep this very simple.
我想今天很简单的来讲。
Because you can have conference upon conference on the kingdom.
因为你可以有一次一次的特会来讲到国度。
So we want to try to keep it as simple as we can because our focus is not so much on the teaching of the kingdom.
今天晚上我们要越简单越好，因为我们的目的不是在关于国度的内容。
But it's on kingdom life.
而是讲到国度的生命。
Us living in the reality of that kingdom.
是我们生活在国度的实际里面。
So what is the kingdom?
国度是什么？
When you think of the kingdom, what do you think of?
当你想到国度，你想到了什么？
Do you think of a time?
你是不是一个时一段时间？
Do you think of events?
还是一件一些事情？
Well, in a very simple way,
很简单的来说，
the kingdom is a person.
国度是一个人。
The kingdom is our Lord Jesus Christ.
国度是我们的主耶稣。
He is the king.
他是王。
And where he is?
他在哪里？
That's where the kingdom is.
国度就在哪里。
He's the king of kings.
他是万王之王。
He is the kingdom.
他就是那国度。
When we spoke about having a kingdom life,
当我们讲到有我过一个国度的生活的时候，
it's his life within us.
但是他在我们里面的生命。
When he was upon this earth,
当他在这个地上，
it says the kingdom of God is drawn nigh.
他就说神的国近了。
Because the kingdom was right there in a person.
因为这个国就在那里，在他的位格里面。
The kingdom is not a thing.
国度不是一件事。
It's a person, reality of our Lord.
是一个国，是一个位份，在他的里面。
Just like the church is not a thing.
就像教会不是一件东西。
The church is a living expression of our Lord.
教会是我们主的一个活的见证。
The church is that body of Christ.
教会是他的身体。
The kingdom is him, his life.
国度就是他，就是他的生命。
So on the one hand, we say the kingdom is him.
一方面我们说国度是他。
But as far as ourselves,
但是对于我们自己来讲，
It's whenever we put ourselves under the authority of the king.
无论什么时候我们把我们自己放在他的权下，
Under his rulership.
放在他的管制之下，
And his life is expressed through us.
他的生命在我们里面表达出来，
There's the kingdom.
国度就在那里。
I know for many years Dana has been coming here for this New Year's time.
我们知道 Dana 弟兄几次来到我们这里。
And he has a wonderful way of describing the kingdom.
他有一个很好的方法来表述国度。
The way Dana describes the kingdom, and some of you may have heard it.
你们也许听过他的一个表示。
He says, Jesus is the king.
他说耶稣是王。
And we're the domes.
我们是那些糊涂的人。
That's tough to translate, I know. But blame it on Dana, so. But no, I mean, that's it. I mean, he's the king and we're pretty dumb.
他是那个王，我们这些人都很愚蠢。
But as we come unto him,
但是当我们来到他那里，
His life can be expressed through us.
他的生命就在我们的里面表现出来。
And also in a very general way.
这以很普遍的来讲
When we're speaking of the church,
当我们谈到教会
we're seeing more the life of Christ,
我们讲到教基督的生命
When we're speaking of the kingdom,
当我们讲到国度
we're seeing more of his authority,
我们在那里看到他的权柄
He's the king, he's the sovereign rule over our lives and over all things.
他在那里是王，他是我们生命里面的最高的君王。
Now another question we can ask to try to clarify this matter of the kingdom.
我们在这里为了澄清的缘故，我们再问一个问题。
How many kingdoms are there?
有多少国度？
Is there a kingdom future? Is there a kingdom now?
有没有将来的国度和现在的国度？
No, it's one eternal kingdom.
没有，只有一个永远的国度。
Is that kingdom of God is one eternal kingdom.
因为神的国只是永远的一个国。
And now we can experience it now.
我们今天就可以经历。
But then it will be fully manifest in the future.
但是它会在将来显现出来。
But it's all one kingdom.
但是只有一个国。
There are some different facets of it, and we're not going to get into all of those different aspects of it.
它有不同的侧面，我们今天晚上不会把每个侧面都讲出来。
But the kingdom of God is one.
但是神的国只有一个。
It's an eternal kingdom, as is described here.
是它永远的国。
And we want to be those that are partaking in it.
我们愿意我们在它里面有份。
Praise God, even though there is that full manifestation of the kingdom in the future.
赞美主，虽然它在将来这个一个国度有一个完美的表现。
We can experience the goodness of the kingdom now.
我们今天就可以经历这个国度的美。
How do we experience the kingdom now?
我们怎么经历今天经历这个国度的美
？When we submit ourselves to the king.
当我们把我们自己服在王的面前。
When we allow his life to be worked within us.
我们让他的生命在我们里面工作。
We allow his life and character to be formed within us.
我们愿意让他的生命和性格在我们里面成型。
We experience the kingdom now.
我们今天就经历着生国度。
Because we're experiencing the person of the kingdom now.
因为我们是在经历这个位格。
So let's go back and as we look at this Mount of Transfiguration.
当我们回头再看变化山上。
We see how this story, it was presented in Matthew and Mark and Luke.
它在马太福音、马可福音和路加福音里面都有讲述。
We'll just look at it in Matthew.
我们只是在马太福音里面来看。
But if you could go back at that Mount, at that point in time.
如果你回到那个时代。
Can we really imagine the magnificence of what occurred that day?
你能不能在那里试着想，在那里面发生了那么一个宏伟的事情
？The Lord says to these few disciples, "Come with me."
主对这些门徒说：“你们跟我来。
”And they're there on that mount.
他们就来到山上。
And all of a sudden, our Lord is transfigured.
突然，我们的主就变了。
It's interesting as we look at the different way that the Gospels describe it.
你可以看见在福音书里面有不同的表现的方式。
Each one is trying to describe the magnificence of it.
每一处都在你讲那里面的雄伟。
But there's a glory, there's a brilliance, there's a radiancy there that is beyond words.
但是在那里面有这么一个荣耀，一个华美，是我们言语不能表达的。
Because it's the full glory of God being manifest.
因为是神完美的荣耀在那里表现出来。
We're seeing the glory of that Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
我们看到这个人子他来到他的国里面。
And we know how Peter responds.
我们知道彼得是如何的反应。
He's actually pretty impetuous.
他实际还是很冲动。
And he says, "Lord, let me make you three tents."
他说：“主啊，让我给你搭三座棚。
”But we see Peter responding in himself.
我们看到彼得用他自己来回应。
But we see how, as we look through Peter's life tonight,
当我们看彼得的生活
，that character is worked within him.
那个性格在里面开始做工。
Now we're really not here tonight to discuss the teaching of what all occurred through that transfiguration.
当然，我们今天不是讲在变化山上里面有关变化山上的教训。
Because we're focusing more on Peter's life.
我们是在注意在彼得的生命里面。
And how what he saw on that mount.
他在那山上看见的。
When he was told that in a few days you'll see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
他在那里在前面告诉他，在几天你就会看见人子在他的国度里降临。
Peter experienced this.
彼得就经历了那一。
He saw in part. He saw a glimpse.
他只是在那里片面的一点点的看见。
But the more he followed the Lord.
但是越多的他跟随主。
The more he responded to the Lord.
越多的他对主有回应。
The more the reality of that kingdom became real within him.
那个国度在他里面就变得更越来的越实际。
Oh, we see this process in Peter.
我们看到在彼得里面有这样的一个过程。
And so, and it's, to me, it's so encouraging. This is one of the things I get so encouraged by Peter.
这是我经过看到彼得，我就得到鼓励。
Because he's so willing to go through the process.
因为他是那么愿意的经历这些步骤。
He just all of a sudden he's not changed from this rough fisherman to this glorious saint.
他不是一下子就从那么粗犷的一个渔夫就变成了一个圣徒。
But it's through the dealings of the Lord and the dealings of the cross that we see Peter transformed.
他是通过主的对付，十字架的对付，他一步一步的变化。
And that's so much of our own lives.
这就是我们自己的生命。
And we get discouraged at times when we think we're not making much progress in this process.
有时候我们沮丧地说，我们没有在这里面有进步。
But so often we're judging it by our own standards.
但是我们是按照我们自己的标准来判断。
We're looking at it with the natural eye.
我们是根据我们自然的眼睛来看。
We don't know what the Lord's doing.
我们不知道主在做什么。
But if we continue following Him,
但是当我们继续跟从他的时候，
as He takes us through this process,
当他把我们一步一步带过去的时候，
you know, it can be really frustrating at times.
有时候我们很有挫折感。
Because sometimes we'll make, it'll seem like we make progress, we make 10 miles of progress in one day.
有时候看到我们一天往前走十里路。
And then something happens in our life.
但是有些事情在我们生活里发生。
And we feel like we go 5 miles backwards.
我们就往回又退了五步。
And then we come up to an event again.
当我们又碰见另外一件事。
And we mess it up.
我们就搞砸了。
And we kind of circle around again.
我们就在那里原地的转圈子。
And we're like NASCAR drivers.
我们就像那些开那些赛车的人。
That's a sport in the South.
他们这是在南方的一个运动。
There's a couple of races in California, but in NASCAR, you just go around that track.
在家里加州也有几次赛车，你就在那里面，你随着那圈转圈子。
And sometimes we can feel our Christian life is like that.
我们有时候觉得我们基督徒生命就像那样一样。
I mean, it's a whole life of just left-hand turns.
在那个整个我们的生命就一直在左转。
You just go around and around and around.
你一直在那里转来转去，转来转去。
And we feel like we're not getting anywhere.
我们觉得我们哪里也到不了。
But some, and then all of a sudden,
突然
we realize, hey, we've actually made a little progress.
我们忽然觉得我们进步了一点点。
And praise God.
赞美神。
You know, the Lord is working in us in so many wonderful ways.
因为主在我们里面各种方式他来做工。
But that accuser of the brethren is always there.
但是那些控告弟兄们的那个仇敌一直在那里。
And he's always telling us how worthless we are.
他一直会说你们多么的没有用。
But we have the life of the King within us.
但是我们有王的生命在我们里面。
And the wonderful thing about the life of the King,
关于这个王的生命很美的是。
Is that he has already overcome.
因为他已经得胜。
Sometimes we don't know what the Lord has done within us.
有时候我们不知道主在我们里面做了什么。
And then we'll find ourselves in a situation.
我们有时候我们发现我们到了这么一个环境。
And all of a sudden something comes out of our mouth that was really encouraging to a brother or sister.
突然我们嘴里说了一些话来鼓励我们的弟兄姊妹们。
And we're saying, wow, I didn't even know I had that in me.
你就说哦，我都不知道我自己能说出这样的话来。
Where did that come from?
从哪里来的？
It came from those daily morning times of being in His Word.
它是从我们每天早晨我们读他的话语中来的。
So often we're in His Word every morning.
我们早晨在读他的话语的时候。
And we feel like we're not making any progress.
我们觉得好像我们没有任何的进步。
We feel like we're thinking more about that next cup of coffee than we are the Word of God.
我们觉得我们更注意的是我们下面的一杯咖啡，而不是他的话。
We're fighting to stay awake.
我们一直要在试图睁大眼睛。
We put that word in our heart.
但是我们把那些话放在心里面。
And as we allow it to stay there.
让我们让那些话来存留。
And at that time when the Holy Spirit needs it.
当圣灵需要的时候。
All of a sudden, even to our surprise, that word comes forth.
突然我们让我们自己都惊讶了，那话出来了。
On the day of Pentecost, we've already spoken about Peter's sermon.
在五旬节我们看到彼得在那里讲道。
Of all the people around that were the most surprised about Peter's sermon.
那些人都被彼得来惊讶。
I think Peter might have been the most surprised.
我觉得彼得他自己可能都最受刺激。
After he gave that,
当他说了那些话，
he would sat down.
他坐下来。
He said, "Where did that come from?"
他说这是从哪里来的？
He said, "Wow." He said, "I didn't know all that was there."
他说我都不知道我心里面有这些话。
But it had been implanted within him.
但是已经在他里面根植。
And by him yielding to the Holy Spirit.
当他在那里向圣灵顺服的时候。
The Lord was able to use him in a marvelous way.
主就用一个奇妙的方式来运用他。
Praise God when we're surprised at what the Lord's doing within us.
我们赞美神，当我们看到主在用我们做工的时候。
And we see more and more of the reality.
我们越多的越多看到实际。
Of how we walk by faith, not by sight.
我们怎样是通因信而行，而不是眼见。
We're not walking and judging our spiritual progress.
我们不是在那里看来判断我们的属灵的进步。
We're just in faith, we're responding to the way He leads us.
我们只是通过我们的信心来回应他带领我们。
And as He leads us through various trials,
当他带领我们通过不同的试炼。
By faith, we continue on.
因信我们继续的跟上。
And this is Peter's testimony later in 2 Peter.
这就是彼得在彼得后书的见证。
He talks about a like precious faith.
他在那里讲到生命里面真宝贵的信心
faith that he had received.
宝贵信心他得到的礼物
But I'm getting ahead of myself on that,、so.
但是我已经有点跳超前了
We're back here on this mount.
我们回到那座山上
Now it's interesting as you look at the situation here on the mount.
当你看到这个山上的光景很有趣
There's one thing that's not mentioned.
有一件事情没有被提到
The enemy is not mentioned here.
仇敌没有在那里提到
All of Peter's actions are simply his own self.
彼得在那里他所有的表现都是出于他的自己
When the Lord God speaks and rebukes Peter,
当神在那里斥责彼得的时候
It's not because of the actions of the enemy,
不是由于仇敌的缘故
It was his own self,
只是彼得的自己
He took that own initiative and he spoke out and said, let us make three tents.
他主动的在那里说让我们搭三座棚
No, that wasn't the Lord, that was Peter's self-life.
那不是主，是彼得的自己的生命。
And this is one of the greatest challenges we face in this matter of our life together.
这是我们今天我们自己生命里面我们受到的最大的挑战。
So often we give too much credit to the enemy.
经常我们给那个仇敌很多的给他一些认为是他做的。
Now the enemy is out there and he's very real.
他知道我们知道仇敌在那里，而且他也很真实。
But as long as we're in Christ, he can't touch us.
如果我们在基督的里面，他就摸不着我们。
But oftentimes we allow our own, we take things into our own hands.
但是很多我们把事情拿到抓住我们的手里面。我们觉得我们最大的敌人就是我们自己。
He is the one that is our greatest challenge.
这就是我们最大的挑战。
And through this Christian life,
在我们经历我们基督徒的生命。
One has described it as a civil war.
有些人就说到是内战。
There's this fight going on within us.
在我们里面有这么一场内战。
We're saying no to ourselves and yes to Christ.
我们一方面说我们对自己说不，对耶稣说是。
But sometimes we say yes to self.
有时候我们对自己说是。
And we make a mess of things.
我们就把事情给搞砸了。
But thank God, even in those situations.
但是感谢神，就在那样的情景里面。
We can learn from the Lord.
我们可以从主那里学会。
Lord, I said yes to myself back then.
主就没有说对自己说是。
I want to learn of you that I not do that again.
主，我们要从你那里学，我不想那样做了。
Oh, and the Lord, He'll continue to teach us.
主就会继续的教训我们。
As we say, the greatest mistake that we make in this Christian life,
我们做基督徒，我们做的犯最大的一个错误
is not learning from our mistakes.
不是从我们的错误里面来学会。
But as we keep a teachable heart and a teachable spirit.
如果我们有一颗受教的心受教的灵
The Lord can continue to work within us.
主就可以在我们里面工作
And also as you look at Peter's actions here on this Mount of Transfiguration
如果你们看彼得在这个山上他的一些举动
It's also Peter again He's not distracted by bad things But he's distracted by things that are good
彼得就不是被那些坏的事情来搅扰他是被好的事情来打扰
We spoke the other evening of how Peter was distracted by the Apostle John
我们那天晚上他是被约翰来打扰
Who's Peter distracted by now?
彼得在这里又被什么事情来搅扰
Moses and Elijah
是摩西和以利亚
I mean these are pretty good guys
这些都是很好的好人
But we don't compare them to Jesus
但是我们无法把他们与基督相比
Peter he gets confused
彼得就在那里他已经糊涂了
But the Lord uses this to teach Peter
但是主就用那个光景来教育他
It's interesting as you look at Peter's first words
当你看彼得的第一句话
He says Lord it's good for us to be here
他说主啊我们在这里真好。
Now in one way it was good. They were supposed to be there.
一方面确实是好他们就应该在那里。
But Peter was looking at it from the wrong perspective.
但是彼得是从不同错误的观点在看。
He was looking at it from his own selfish perspective.
他是通过他自己自私的观点来看。
Wow, it's good for me to be here.
他说对我来说在这里真好。
The benefit to myself.
对我来说有利。
Wow, this is great. I'm here with the Lord and I'm here with Moses and Elijah.
我在这里多好啊我和主我和以利亚和摩西在一起。
You know, this is really great.
这确实真是伟大。
And he was missing the whole purpose of why he was there.
但是他没有忽略了里面的整个的含义。
His self-centeredness was blinding him to why the Lord wanted him to be there.
他自我的中心就让他看不见主为什么让他到那里。
The Lord wanted him to be there to show him the kingdom.
主要他到那里去给他看国度。
He could be there and quietly hear how Moses and Elijah were talking with the Lord about his departure.
他可以在那里听静静的听主和摩西以利亚谈他要离世的事。
Peter was there to see the kingdom as a person and his sovereign rule over this earth.
彼得应该在那里看到这个国度只是一个位格，一个最高的主权。
But it's our natural tendency when we receive the blessings of the Lord.
但是当我们从主那里得到祝福的时候，我们的一个倾向。
To think how good they are for us.
就是说对我们多么有益。
And we forget the purpose of the blessing.
但是我们忘记了祝福的目的。
The purpose of why the Lord is blessing us so much.
这个目的，主为什么那么多的给我们祝福？
We have been blessed so richly with His life.
他把他的生命都那么丰富的给了我们。
But why are we there to receive that life?
但是我们在为什么在那里来接受这个生命？
So that life can flow out to others.
就可以让他的生命从我们里面冲出来。
That life can be used to build a church.
让我们可以用那个生命来建造教会。
That life can be used to testify of His kingdom.
让我们用这个生命来见证他的国度。
That life can be used to testify to the world and draw many unto Himself.
让我们可以用这个生命来向这个世界见证，能把更多的人带到他的国里面。
Yes, there's an aspect of the life that is for us.
但是在有一个方面是为着我们自己。
But we're not the end.
但是我们不是目的。
We're just that vessel for that life to flow through.
我们只是那么一个器皿，让这一个生命可以传达出来。
And this was the Lord was trying to show this to Peter.
这就是主要在那里向彼得显示的。
But Peter was so self-centered, he was just seeing it for himself.
但是彼得只是那么的注意他自己。
Oh, whenever we see, receive the blessing of the Lord, brothers and sisters.
不论我们什么时候从主那里得祝福。
We need to be thankful to Him for those blessings.
我们要感谢他给我们的祝福。
I'll take every blessing He wants to give me.
他给我任何的祝福我都可以接受。
But then we need to ask this question.
但是我们要问这个问题。
Lord, why? What's the purpose of this blessing?
主，我们，你为什么给我这个祝福？
How do you want to use this within your kingdom?
你要想让我在你国里面怎么样运用这样的祝福？
How do you want to use it in our lives?
你在我们的生命里面怎么用这个祝福？
That you can receive more glory and honor.
这样你就可以得到更多的荣耀和尊贵。
Oh, we receive from the Lord, but then we also respond.
当我们从主那里接受，我们也要回应。
And may we not just be those receiving.
愿意我们不是只是做接受的。
Because if we just receive,
如果我们只是单单的接受
and we never release life,
我们就不能把生命释放出来。
We'll be like that dead sea that our brother spoke of this morning.
我们就像今天弟兄讲的那个死海一样。
Live water flows into that dead sea.
活水就流到那个死海里面。
There's no outlet.
但是它没有出口。
So it just gets there and it dies.
那个水就到那里就集聚在那里。
It's tragic throughout history and the age we live in.
在历史上我们就看到这样的一个灾难。
The Lord has poured out His life so abundantly upon us.
我们看到主在那里把他的生命丰丰富富的向我们倾倒。
But we have just become receptacles of death.
但是我们只是在那里接到像接到死的器皿一样。
And not vessels of life.
而不是一个活的器皿。
This is what the Lord was showing Peter.
这就是主向彼得要说的。
He could be a vessel of life fit for the master's service.
要他成为一个生命的器皿，可以来是合乎主用。
So Peter in his self-centeredness sees how it's good for him to be there.
彼得因为他的自私的缘故，他觉得他自己在那里真好。
And then what does Peter say?
彼得说了什么?
He says, "Let us make three tents."
他说让我们搭三座棚。
Now again, this is just Peter taking his own selfish initiative.
这就是彼得在那里通过他自私的来做一个主动。
Now what's a tent for?
这个帐篷是做什么用的?
A tent is for a place to settle down and stay.
这个棚是让你住在里面。
Again, Peter in his selfishness said, "Lord, this is so great."
彼得他自私的说主啊这是何等的美。
I don't want this to end. We're going to build three tents and we're just going to stay here forever.
我不想让这个事情结束，我们建三座棚，我们住在那里，永远住在那里。
We have arrived.
我们已经到了。
This is the ultimate.
这就是我们的目标。
And we're going to stay right here and we're going to enjoy the blessing of it.
我们就住在那里来享用着他的祝福。
We're just so blessed we're not going to leave the mountain.
我们已经是得到这样的祝福，我们再也不走了。
And we're going to settle right there.
我们就停在那里。
Oh, but what has the Lord called us to?
但是主把我们呼召要做什么?
Has He called us to be settlers?
他愿意让我们只是那样待下来吗?
He's called us to be pilgrims and sojourners.
他是让我们做客旅，做寄居的。
And this was one of the words that Peter really got settled within his heart.
这就是彼得终于把那些词放在了他的心里面。
Because when he writes those two epistles, how does he address the saints?
因为当他写那两封书信的时候，他怎么向圣徒们说话？
He doesn't address them as settlers.
他没有当他们做寄
当 He addresses them as pilgrims and sojourners.
他没有当他们是存留的，而是当他们当寄居的。
So often we can have a blessed experience of the Lord.
我们有时候我们从主那里得到了一个祝福的经历。
Whether it's at a conference or a local assembly or any, it can take place anywhere.
不论是在特会里面或者是在聚会里面任何地方。
And we can say, wow, this is it.
我们可以说、哦、就是这样了。
You know, we're going to settle right here.
我们就在这里待下来了。
We have seen it. We have seen everything.
我们已经看见所有的了。
Oh, and this is how the Lord is, we want to stay right here.
主我们就愿意待在这里了。
Oh, but the Lord is saying no.
但是主说不
I want you to be pressing on.
我愿意你们继续向前
There's so much more.
在前面还有更多
Oh, there's so, it's that much more principle again.
这就是那个越来越多的原则
Because I don't know how many of y'all have camped much.
我们不知道你们有多少人经常去露营
But after you camp and you put that tent there.
当你把你的帐篷搭起来的时候
And you let the tent stay there for a long time.
你让那个棚待在那里放很久
What happens to that air inside the tent?
在那个帐篷里面有些什么
It gets pretty stale.
它变得很
That air can get really stale, especially if it's in the hot sun.
在太阳的下面那个空气变得很污浊
And all of a sudden that tent starts to smell.
突然那个帐篷就变得很有味道
And it's sad today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们今天很难过的
How many stale, smelly Christians we have.
我们中间有多少发臭味的基督徒
We've just settled down.
我们在那里扎根了。
And we're not allowing the freshness of his life to come in.
我们又让他新鲜的生命来进入。
So we sit there and we just smell all stinky of self.
我们在那里我们就发出自己的那个臭味。
But you know, we're supposed to have a smell to us.
但是我们应该有一个味道。
But it's the fragrance of Christ.
是基督的香气。
The fragrance of his life, which is fresh every day.
是他新鲜的生命，每天都是新鲜的香气。
But tragically, so many of us have that fragrance of self.
但是我们经常我们带着我们自己的臭味。
We touch someone.
当我们摸别人的时候。
And what do you smell?
你闻到了什么
You just smell self.
他只是闻到他的自己吗
You touch someone else.
当你摸别人。
Oh, you smell that fragrance of Christ.
哦，你闻到了基督的香气。
And this is what Peter was in, the Lord was trying to get through to Peter.
这就是主要向彼得看见的。
He said, and this is why all of a sudden God intervened.
这就是为什么突然神在那里干预。
And because Peter was getting his eyes off of the reality of what was going on.
因为彼得已经把他的眼目从实际上面挪开了。
You know, Peter said, let us make three tents.
彼得说让我们搭三座棚。
Now again, Peter had good intentions.
但是你看彼得有好的一个意愿。
He wanted to make one for the Lord, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
他想给主搭一座给摩西搭一座给以利亚搭一座。
What Peter was doing was treating them as an equal.
但是彼得在那里把他们当作是一样的。
He was either elevating man up to the Lord's level.
他是或者是把人提升到跟主一样的水准。
Or bringing the Lord down to their level.
或者把主降低到这是人的标准。
Now, we should honor Moses and Elijah.
我们应该尊敬摩西和以利亚。
We're thankful for them.
我们为他们感谢主。
But we don't honor them in the same way that we honor our Lord.
但是我们不把他们与主一样的来尊敬他们。
Oh, but Peter, he was had them all on that same level of honor.
彼得就把他们带到一样的荣耀尊贵里面。
But don't we end up doing this, brothers and sisters?
但是我们是不是也经常这样做呢，弟兄们姊妹？
It's sad how among the people of God,
在神的百姓的里面
we can elevate certain men.
我们有时候把有一些人提升。
And we put them in the wrong place.
我们把他们放到错的地方。
And we would never say that with our mouths, we know better.
虽然我们嘴不那么说我们知道的更好
But our actions and our lives, we elevate ones.
但是我们的行为里面我们就把他们提升
I appreciated our brother's story this morning about the person who died and getting flowers.
我今天就听到我们弟兄讲到一个弟兄去世他要得送花圈
you know, We can show that favoritism can creep in.
我们看见那个对个人的喜好就在那里面掺入
We go to a Bible study.
当我们到读经的聚会里面
And if you use certain people's names,
如果你引用一个人的名字
Brother so-and-so said this,
你说这个位弟兄曾经讲过
Everybody has to be quiet.
每个人都要安静下来
Because now they can't question it.
因为他们不能在那里质疑
It's like you've played the trump card and they can't say anything else.
好像你在那里打了一张王牌他们不能有别的反应
If you say brother so-and-so says this,
如果你说这个弟兄说过这个
Then it doesn't even matter what the Bible says.
圣经里面怎么说就不重要了
Oh, we've got to listen to this.
你要这样听。
Now we can joke, we can chuckle about it, but sometimes that can be true.
如果我们可以在这里说一个笑话，但是是真的。
Oh, you know how we love to rub shoulders with the big names.
我们多么想在那里跟大人物来拉关系。
And we love to just drop names so casually.
我们随便的就把那些名字我们来放出来。
You know, I'll go back east now.
我就回到东部去。
And I'll say, yeah, we were in San Francisco.
我就说我们在旧金山。
I was with brother so-and-so.
我和这个弟兄在一起。
Oh, everybody goes, oh.
哦，这个弟兄是这样。
You know, we just drop those names.
我们随便的把这些名字放出来。
We do it in our humble, selfish way.
我们好像在这里，我们很谦卑的，我们自私的说。
But we're proud within ourselves.
但是我们心里面很高傲。
You know, we need to really see how we need to honor. There is a place of honoring one another.
在这里我们要尊敬，互相尊敬。
But we don't want to lift them up too high.
但是我们不想把他们提得太高。
You know, I had an experience one time at a conference.
我有一次在一次特会里的一个经历。
We were invited to go to a conference and didn't really know a lot of the brothers and sisters there.
我们就受约到一个特会里面，但是我们跟那些人都不认识。
So we showed up at registration.
当我们就到注册的地方。
And I was invited to be one of the speakers there.
我就在那里，他们邀请我去讲信息。
And so we got to registration.
我们就到注册的地方。
And we had our bags with us.
我们就拎着我们的行李。
And so we're looking around on where to register.
我们就在那里找注册的地方。
And we saw one line over here, it had G. It had certain letters, so that we got in the Graham line.
我们就在看到有一条线上面有 G, 我们就站在那里。
And we got up to the front.
我们当我们走到前面。
And it turned out it was the wrong line.
看到好像已经是错的线。
And people were just go over there, go over there.
那些人就说你到那边去。
So we went over, and people just kept saying, no, you go over there, go over there.
那人就把我们推来推去。
Finally, we got to the front of the line, where we're supposed to be.
后来我们就到我们应该去的那条线。
And they said, we don't have your name on the list.
说我们找不到你的名字。
And they asked me, did you register?
说你有没有注册啊？
I said, no, I didn't register. They said, well, we're full, you can't come.
我说我没有注册，但是他们说我们已经满了。
I said, well, I was invited to speak.
他们请我去讲道。
And they said, oh, what's your name? I said, Matt Graham. Oh, you're Matt Graham.
他说你叫什么
It was like the whole world changed.
他说你叫什么名字？我说我叫
Somebody grabbed my bags. They were escorting us over here and there, so polite.
当我把名字说出来的时候，一切都变了。他们把我的行李帮我拿来拿去，把我带到一个地方。
But I hadn't changed.
但是我没有变。
I was the same person.
我还是同一个人。
But they were treating one person one way and another person another way.
但是他们对待一个人是这样，对待另外一个人是另外一个样子。
Now, don't misunderstand. We should respect the ones that are serving the Lord and all of that. So I'm not touching on that. You still respect me now, okay?
不要误解，我们应该来尊敬来侍奉主的人。
But we need to respect one another.
但是我们也应该尊敬，互相尊敬。
And not allow these favoritisms to come in.
不让这些个人的这些喜悦来。
Because Peter was caught up with that.
因为彼得他就这样做。
But it's wonderful how the reality of this worked in Peter's life.
我们看到这个生命，这个工作是多么的好。
Because when you read of this account in 2 Peter chapter 1, which we read,
因为你到彼得后书第一章的时候你再读。
Peter says, and we were with him.
彼得说我们与他在一起。
He doesn't say we were with them.
他说我没有与他们在一起。
In 2 Peter 1:18,
在彼得后书第十八节
He says, we were with him.
我们同他
There was no more Moses and Elijah.
再没有提到摩西和以利亚
He just remembers being with the Lord.
他只记得他与主在那里
Oh, and how wonderful and precious that was.
是多么的美丽和宝贵
Oh, we're thankful.
我们感谢主
Thankful for these opportunities. So, you know, as we see things, we want the Lord to expose things in our life.
我们当我们看见主要在我们的里面做事的时候
Where we have the prejudices,
我们有没有偏见
Where we have those things, praise God, let the Lord deal with it.
如果我们有的话我们就赞美神让他来对付
you know, so that we can allow him to transform us into his life.
我们就可以让他把我们的生命变成他的生命
Because as we said, you know, Peter, he was distracted by Moses and Elijah.
彼得在那里因为摩西和以利亚他备受偏离
Now, if you think about Moses,
如果你想摩西
you know, he was the one who, he was the giver and teacher of the law
他就是那个律法的先知
Now, but it's sad brothers and sisters even today
但是弟兄姊妹们很难过的是
we can allow the teachings of the Lord to distract us from the Lord himself
我们有时候让主的教训让带离了主他自己
we can become focused on a teaching
我们有时候聚焦在一个教训的上面。
A certain, we can, all of a sudden, we're going to be a, follow that teaching of holiness.
突然我们就在那里来跟从圣洁的教训。
And what happens, we get our eyes off of the Holy One.
但是我们把我们的眼目就从那个圣洁的那一位上面分开。
And we end up, we're focusing on an outward holiness.
我们只是在我们外在的圣洁上面。
We touched on this a little bit last night about the church.
我们昨天晚上讲教会的时候有一点提及。
Because we can focus on the teaching of the church.
我们可以讲到有关教会的教训。
And we can miss the very life of the church.
我们就在那里忽略了教会的生命。
Again, with the kingdom, we can do the same thing.
关于国度我们也可以同样的做。
We can focus on all the teaching of the kingdom.
我们可以聚集在这个关于国度的教训上面。
And we can miss the very person of the king.
但是我们就在那里忽略了那个神，那个王的那一位。
Now we're thankful for all the teachings we have.
我们为着那些教训我们也感谢。
And we want to receive every one of those.
我们愿意每一个教训我们都接受。
But we want it to be kept in that right perspective.
但是我们愿意有一个正确的观点。
What are all the teachings? What are all the scriptures for?
那些教训，他们的圣经的，他们的目的是什么
？They're to show us Christ.
在那里是向我们显示基督。
They're to lead us to Him.
把我们带到他那里去。
Throughout the Scripture, everything is focusing upon Christ and what's upon His heart and His desire.
在这个整本圣经都是聚焦在基督和他的心愿里面。
And so we need to allow that fullness to be worked in us.
我们愿意那一个全备在我们里面做工。
You know, this is why later on in 2 Peter, he writes,
就是在后来在彼得后书里面他写
he says, what type of people ought we to be in holy conduct and godliness?
他说我们当作何等的敬虔。
That's in 2 Peter 3:11.
在彼得三章十一节。
What type of people ought we to be in holy conduct and godliness and hastening the coming of the Lord?
你们为人该当怎样圣洁怎样敬虔切切仰望神的日子到来。
It's not that Peter is calling us to focus upon the knowledge of all the end time teachings.
彼得在那里不是让我们看到有关末世的教训。
But that having that life of holiness, that life of godliness, the very character of our Lord formed within us.
而是在我们里面要看到圣洁和敬虔的生命在我们里面成型。
That would hasten his return.
可以催促他的回来。
And now as we think about Elijah.
当我们想以利亚。
Peter got distracted by Elijah.
彼得就被以利亚来搅扰。
And we're thankful for Elijah did all of his various miracles.
我们看以利亚行了很多的神迹。
But some of us today, brothers and sisters, we can be distracted by the experiences and miracles and things that are going on.
我们有时候会被外在那些神迹奇事来搅扰。
We have a certain experience and we say, God must act this way.
我们有时候就说哦，主神那样做了。
Praise God, you know, throughout the Gospels, we see our Lord healing different ones.
我们在很多的福音书里面看到主在那里做工治病。
And I am so thankful that he didn't just pick one way to heal everybody.
我是这样的感谢他，他没有只用一种的方式来治人。
There's a great variety of ways that he manifested his power.
他用不同的方式来显明他的神能。
Oh, how the Lord doesn't work in a box.
但是我们的主不是在一个小盒子里面工作。
Last night, again, we spoke of how the Lord broke one of Peter's little boxes.
我们昨天讲到主把彼得的一个盒子给打破了。
That box in relation to the Gentiles.
那个他和外邦人的关系的盒子。
It got totally shattered.
那个就完全的破碎了。
And the Lord saw how he wanted his church to be both those Jews and Gentiles together, a chosen race.
主就让他看到这个教会是外邦人和犹太人在一起一个被拣选的族类。
Oh, we can end up focusing upon certain experiences, and even as Elijah was a great prophet, we can focus so much on prophecies.
有时候我们要更多，我们经常更多的注意在经历上面。我们看到以利亚是一个很伟大的先知。
Now we need to study the prophecies and we need to allow them to be teaching us and preparing us.
我们要学习那些先知的预言，我们让它成为我们的教训来教训我们。
They're in the scripture for a purpose.
因为他们在圣经里面有一个目的。
But sometimes we can use them in a wrong way just to for our own inquisitive knowledge.
我们有时候只是为了我们自己寻求的缘故，我们把它错误的运用。
What are all the prophecies for?
那些预言是什么目的?
They're to prepare the way of the Lord.
他们是为主的路预备。
They're to speak forth God's heart of what's happening now and what will be happening.
他们是把神的心意现在要发生的将来要发生的显出来。
And again, they're showing us our Lord.
他再一次在那里显明我们的主。
Stella and I, we were in Brazil during October and November.
在11月份我的妻子和我在巴西。
And we actually ran into a little problem related to this.
我们在那关于这个方面，我们遇到了一点问题。
Because there had been this brother going around to various assemblies.
因为有一个弟兄，他在不同的聚会的当中。
And he was talking his whole focus on who was the Antichrist.
他在那里一直在那里，他整个的目标就是讲谁是这个敌基督。
And he was having message after message after message on the Antichrist is this person, and you can trace it through here, and he was identifying who the Antichrist was.
他一堂一堂的讲道，都在那里说这个是谁是敌基督，你可以从这个圣经里面这样的看认识他。
And so that we were getting many questions on the who's the Antichrist, this and that, and everybody, they say, well, who does Brother Kong say the Antichrist is?
每个人都问我们这个问题，说江弟兄说敌基督是谁
？Because whoever Brother Kong says the Antichrist is, that's it.
无论江弟兄说谁是敌基督，谁就是。
So that's why he will never say.
这就是为什么他从来不说。
But, so that everybody wants to know. And so, we had to turn the whole question around.
我们不得不把这个整个问题给翻转过来。
Brothers and sisters, who are we looking for?
弟兄姊妹们，我们寻找的是谁？
Yes, we need to be familiar with the things related to the prophecies of the Antichrist.
是我们要和这个有关这个敌基督的预言，我们要知道一点。
But are we looking for the Antichrist?
但是是我们在找那个敌基督吗
？We're looking for Christ.
不，我们在找基督。
Our eyes are upon Him.
我们的眼是在他的身上。
You know, as we read through the book of Revelation,
当我们读启示录的时候
，We don't want to be distracted by all the dragons and everything, all of that stuff.
我们不愿意被那龙这些事情来搅扰。
We want to keep our eyes upon that Lamb.
我们先把我们的眼目放在羔羊的身上。
Oh, we behold Him.
我们在那里瞻仰他的荣美。
And this is how we make it through in these days.
这就是我们如何在今日我们度日。
As we keep our eyes upon our Lord.
当我们把眼目放在他的身上
And again, in that simplicity, following him,
我们简单来跟从他
Yes, as we see him, we'll see what's not of him.
当我们看见他了我们就知道哪些是不是他的
As we see who Christ is, we'll see this one is not a Christ.
当我们看到基督是怎样我们就知道什么不是基督
We don't go around trying to figure this out.
我们不是到处来想把这个弄清楚
We keep our eyes upon him.
我们把我们的眼目放在他的身上
Oh, thank the Lord, Peter was learning these lessons.
感谢主彼得在这里学这些功课。
And finally, after Peter had had his say,
后来彼得说了这些话以后
and while he was still speaking,
当他还在说的时候
God the Father intervened.
我们的天父就在那里打扰他。
He said, Peter, I've had enough of you.
说彼得我对你够了。
He said, this is my beloved son, listen to him.
他说这是我的爱子你们要听他。
Oh, could we, can would the Holy Spirit help us to grasp the tremendous, statement that our Father was making.
愿意圣灵来帮助我们，让我们理解这个是多么大的一个宣称宣告。
This voice that overshadows.
因为这个在云彩里面的声音。
This bright cloud of the glory, that Shekinah glory of the Lord.
在光明的这个云彩显示着神的荣耀。
Sends forth this testimony. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
在神就见证说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Listen to him.
你们要听他
You be quiet.
你就静下来吧
Give constant listening to him.
你一直要听他
It's not just listening one time.
不是这一次
But there's a constancy here.
你要一直听他
It's having our ears attuned to him and him alone.
你要把你的耳朵调到他一直听他
Do we know how jealous God is that we listen to his son?
你知不知道神是多么渴望我们听他的儿子
Our God the Father is exceedingly jealous that His Son have that preeminence.
我们的神他是那么妒忌邪的一位神他让他的儿子居首位。
He wants us to be listening to that.
他愿意我们听他。
And this is actually one of the keys to the kingdom.
这就是我们到国度的一个钥匙。
In Matthew 16, the Lord said to Peter, I'm giving you all the keys to the kingdom.
在马太16章神主对彼得说我给你天国的钥匙。
That was back in verse 19, 16:19.
是在16章19节。
And this is one of those keys.
这是钥匙的之一。
Learning to listen and obey our Lord.
在那里学会听从我们的主。
Learning to listen and hear him only.
我们在那里听从他只听从他一个人。
This is one of the keys to the kingdom.
这是我们到天国的钥匙。
Again, sometimes we can think these keys need to be so complicated.
有时候我们觉得这个钥匙系统很复杂。
A key is a pretty simple device.
但是钥匙只是一个很简单的一个机械。
You stick it in, it turns.
你把它插进去一转。
Except for the cars nowadays, man makes things complicated.
不像现在的车这个人把它变得很复杂。
I got in a car the other day, wasn't even a key.
我买了一辆车连个钥匙都没有。
Person didn't even stick anything up there.
那个人就根本就没有把钥匙插在那里。
It was in his pocket or something.
就好像在他的哪一个口袋里面。
The car just started.
那个车就启动了。
Praise God, he's simple.
赞美神他是简单的。
And he says, this is one of the keys to the kingdom that I'm giving you.
他说我这是我给你的去天国的钥匙。
Learn to listen to my son and him only.
你只是在那里听我的儿子。
And respond to his voice.
你只是对他的声音有反应。
Oh, praise God for the simplicity.
我们感谢神，他何等的简单。
And we're thankful that Peter learned to respond.
我们感谢主，彼得就学会这样的反应。
Because we see in 2 Peter.
因为我们读到彼得后书。
Peter's wonderful personal testimony of how the Lord worked in his life.
彼得在那里就在为通过他的生命来做见证。
Let's turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们再翻到彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 to 11.
彼得后书一章一到十一节。
Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind of ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him,who has called us by his own glory and excellence.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
As you look at verse 3 there,
当你读到第三节,
when it says, that's an amazing statement.
它是一个很奇妙的宣称。
It says, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
这里提到神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
Do we believe that?
你相不相信?
Now we all say yes.
我们都说是的。
We had a brother come through Richmond last month.
我们上次有一个弟兄到 Richmond 去。
And the title of his message.
他的信息的题目是。
Was, do you believe what you believe?
你信不信你信的。
We say we believe a lot of things.
我们说我们信很多的事情。
But do our lives reflect that we really believe it?
但是我们的生命有没有反映出来我们相信它。
When we find ourselves in a difficult circumstance.
我们有时候发现我们在困难的环境里面。
Do we really believe this verse?
我们有没有相信这节圣经?
That by His divine power, He has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
他说通神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
What a powerful statement, the provision of the life of Christ we've received.
多么有能力的一个宣告基督的他的神能。
As it continues, through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
And then it continues, it gets greater and greater. It says, for by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises in order that by them we might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
因此他又将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
He has granted to us all of His precious and magnificent promises.
他就把那又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Sometimes we read these verses and we think they're just fairy tales.
当我们读这些经文的时候，我们觉得只是一个童话而已。
Peter is testifying to the reality of this.
但是彼得在这里见证他们的实际。
He has experienced this in his life.
因为他在他的生命里面经历到了。
And that through this we become partakers of that divine nature.
经过这样的我们就得与神的性情有份。
We share in that kingly character, the very life of our Lord.
我们就可以在那里分享到我们主他做王的一个生命。
Praise God, because of Him, He's taken us out of this kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
我们感谢主他已经带我们脱离了黑暗的权势入那奇妙光明的国度。
And He continues.
他
He says, because of this, now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith,Supply moral excellence, in your moral excellence knowledge, in your knowledge self-control, your self-control perseverance, your perseverance godliness, in your godliness brotherly kindness, in your brotherly kindness love.
正因这缘故你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上虔敬，有了虔敬又要加上爱弟兄的心。 有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
We take this faith that we have received.
我们通过我们这样的接受的这个信心。
And as we diligently respond to him.
我们在那里分外的殷勤。
His character is formed within us.
他的性格就在我们里面成型。
And we see more of his magnificent promises.
我们越多的看到他极大的应许。
It says, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.For he who lacks these qualities is blind and short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
第八节，你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Praise God as we respond to the Lord and his way of training us.
主，当我们赞美神，我们按照他训练我们的方式，我们来回应他。
There's a wonderful increase of his life.
在我们里面，他的生命就加添。
And then we have this marvelous promise at the end.
我们就在那里有一个极大的应许在结后面。
And I love how he says that we have that entrance into his eternal kingdom.
我们就可以进入到他永远的国。
And it doesn't just say we barely make it in.
他不是说我们只是。紧紧的经过进入。
As we're in Christ, it's abundantly supplied to us.
当我们在基督里面，那就丰丰富的给我们供应。
Now as we look in verses 5 through 7,
当我们读第五和第七节，
we see these qualities, this character that Peter is talking of.
我们看见彼得在这里说到一些性格和性质。
And we see that these are progressive.
我们看到这是一步一步的。
There's a relationship there.
在那里有一个关系。
Thank the Lord, he's given us this like precious faith.
感谢主，他给我们充分的信心。
And as he gives us his faith, we respond to it.
当他给我们信心，我们就有回应。
And this is actually Peter's wonderful personal testimony.
这就是彼得他自己那个奇妙的见证。
Because we can see in his life how these were worked out within him.
我们看到在他的生命里面，这些是如何的被显明出来。
Now to help us see this,
为了帮助我们
we have, some overheads.
我们在前面有一个幻灯
and we'll walk through these.
我们一步步 来讲
okay. Now is we basically we have the two columns.
我们在这里面有两行
we have Simon and Peter.
我们看到一边是西门
Simon
一边是彼得
referring to the natural man.
西门就讲到这个自然的人
and Peter referring to that how the Lord has worked and transformed him.
那个彼得就讲到神把他变化以后的
Simon, that man of the flesh, and that living in himself.
西门就在那里有他的自己活在他的里面。
And we see how, as Peter responds to the training of the Lord.
但是我们看彼得经历了主的教育。
He allows this life of the king to be worked within him.
他就让那个王的生命在他里面做工。
And he becomes that partaker of this divine nature.
他就与神的性情有份。
Peter says, as we respond in faith,
他说我们有了信心
We have, depending on your translation, you have either moral excellence or virtue.
这里面根据不同的翻译或者说到德行或者说是道德
And this is actually courage.
这实际上是勇气
It's kind of a military term of valor.
这是一个军方的一个词就是你的勇敢
And we see this picture within Peter's life.
我们看到彼得他的生命里面有这个一个图画
Because we see the contrast.
我们就早看到了对比
If you look at Matthew chapter 26,
如果你看马太福音26章
This is where Peter was denying the Lord.
这就是彼得他在那里否认主
And it says a little slave girl came up to him.
有一个使女来到他面前
Now,A slave girl was one of the lowest people in society that there could be.
一个使女就是她在这个整个社会上最低层的一位。
You know, she wasn't like of this person of authority.
她根本没有一点的权柄。
She came up and she asked Peter, you know, are you one of them?
她就来她问彼得说你是不是他们的一位。
And he said, no, no, no.
彼得说不。
And later on another slave girl asked the same thing.
后来另外一个使女又来问同样的问题。
And Peter denies it.
彼得否认。
And then also just says some that were standing around asked Peter.
后来旁边站的一个人就问彼得
And in his own self, he just crumbled. He denied the Lord.
在他自根据他的自己他就在那垮掉了他在那否认主
But praise God.
但是赞美神
Just a little while later in the second chapter of Acts.
在使徒行传第二章里面
On that day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候
If you look over there in Acts chapter 2.
如果你翻到使徒行传第二章
You know, we've looked at it some before.
我们读了前面读了一点点。
But there were many, there was thousands and thousands of Jews gathered together in the city that day.
在那里面有成千上万的耶路撒冷的犹太人。
And all of a sudden, Holy Spirit was poured forth.
突然圣灵就在那里倾倒。
And all these ones were speaking in tongues.
那些人都在那里说方言。
And it talks about how the city was bewildered.
你就看到这个整个的城，全部城，全城都困惑。
And in verse 13, it talks about, in chapter 2, verse 13, it talks about how they were actually mocking them.
在二章十三节里面，他们在那里嘲笑他们。
You know, and here's Peter.
彼得在那里。
That in spite of a little while ago, he crumbled in front of a slave girl.
在不久以前，他还在一个使女的面前，他就垮掉了。
And now the whole city is in an uproar, and ones are mocking him.
这整个的城市都在那里轰动，都在那里讥笑他们。
But the character of the king strengthens him and allows him to stand up and testify that this is that.
但是这个王的性情就在那里坚固他，让他站起来做见证。
We see this character change within Peter.
我们看见他性格的一个改变。
It's no longer I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
It's not his own self.
不是他的自己。
But this has been made real to Peter.
这就是变成他的实际。
And he's able to stand there in the strength and power of the Lord and testify.
他站在那里用靠着神的力量和能力在那里说话。
Oh, what a marvelous transition we see here.
多么奇妙的一个变化。
But the Lord called him Peter, I want to take you further.
但是主说彼得我要把你更带一道下面一步。
Not that you would just be that man of virtue.
你不是只是有德行的那一位。
But with that virtue you would have knowledge.
在德行上加上知识。
Because we know that if you have courage without knowledge, it can just be foolish zeal.
如果你只有勇气你没有知识的话你只是一个愚昧的一个热心。
And we see this in Peter's life.
我们在彼得的生命里面看到这一点。
At times he didn't have the knowledge.
有时候他没有知识。
He didn't have that understanding of God's purpose.
他对神的旨意没有意识，没有不明白。
Again, we spoke of it in Matthew 16.
我们还回到马太福音十六章。
After Peter had testified that thou art the Christ.
当彼得做见证说你是基督。
We see how the Lord and when Peter, the Lord told Peter that he was going to have to go to the cross.
但是主要告诉彼得说他要上十字架。
And Peter tried to stop the Lord.
彼得在那里拉住主。
What did the Lord say to Peter?
主对他说
Peter, you're setting your mind not on God's interest, but man's interest.
他说彼得你不是照着神的意思而是照着人的意思。
Your purpose, you're setting it on man's purpose.
你是照着人的目的。
He didn't have the knowledge, he didn't have the understanding of what God's heart and purpose was.
他没有对神的旨意他没有理解。
It's similar to what we talked about earlier at the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们刚才也提到在变化山上面。
Peter says, he says it's good for us to be here.
他说我们在这里真好。
There was nothing about God's purpose.
跟神的目标目的没有关系。
That old self,centered Simon, it was all his for him.
他自我中心就在那里膨胀说完全是为了我的自己。
Oh, but praise God.
但是我们赞美神。
We see how the Lord took and did a work within Peter.
我们看神怎么主在那里在彼得里面做工。
And we've already spoken last night of the great transition that the Lord did within Peter's life at that event with the house of Cornelius.
我们昨天晚上我们通过哥尼流家里事情发生的事情我们看到神主怎么样在彼得身上变化。
Of how Peter was able to testify that God is not partial.
他在那里说我们看到神不偏待人。
Because now Peter understood God's heart.
因为彼得在那里他已经认识到了神的心。
It was the knowledge that had come in, but that was real to Peter.
那个知识他得到的是变成了实际。
It's reality.
这个实际。
We see this contrast.
我们看到强烈的对比。
And we're encouraged to see the work that the Lord did within his life.
我们就被神的工作我们来鼓舞。
But in also within this, as he has his strength,And this virtue, and also this knowledge, he also is encouraged, he goes in, he testifies of how the Lord brought him under self-control.
再加上美德，然后加上知识，我们又看到他怎么样见证神，加上他的节制。
And actually, the word self-control sounds pretty, I never like that word.
我不喜欢自我控制这个词。
It's, to me, it should be spirit-controlled.
我觉得应该是让属灵来控制我们。
Because it's really, he's not self-controlling. It's not the self-controlling.
不是我们自己来控制我们自己。
But it's a control self.
而是我们 能控制住的自
己。
彼得到了这个地方。
Because we saw how impulsive Peter is.
我们知道彼得是何等冲动的一个人。
Just think about how, if you go after the Mount of Transfiguration,
如果你在变化山以后,
you can look back in Matthew 17.
你看马太十七章。
And Matthew 17, and verse 24.
马太十七章二十四节。
This is a story of where Peter was challenged with the tribute money.
在这里面就讲到彼得有人问他关于圣殿税的事情。
And those that collected the tax, they came up and said, "Does your teacher pay the tax?"
有人收丁税的人问你先生不纳丁税吗
？And Peter in himself just impulsively says, "Yes."
彼得说纳。
And then he goes and talks to the Lord.
然后他回去跟主说。
The Lord sends him out fishing.
主就把他送去钓。
He catches the fish with that has the tax in the mouth.
主就把他送去钓了一条鱼，嘴里面有
Peter didn't have any self-control there.
彼得在那里不能控制自己。
And we remember how when in that Garden of Gethsemane,
我们也知道在克西马尼园
how when they came to arrest our Lord,
当他们来抓我们主的时候
who was it that had the sword?
谁在那里有一把剑
and he cut off that ear,
他把那个耳朵给割去
in John chapter 18, it says that was Peter.
约翰福音十八章里面说是彼得
Now thank the Lord healed that man's ear.
感谢主他把那个人的耳朵给医好
But Peter, we see within him such an impetuousness that there was no self-control, just whatever he thought he did.
我们看到他里面那个鲁莽和冲动，他没有自我的控制，他想到什么就做什么。
Oh, but praise God.
但是我们赞美神。
We see how the Lord worked within him in a marvelous way.
我们看主如何在他里面做奇妙的工。
And Peter responded to the Lord.
彼得就对神有回应。
As Peter went through these events,
彼得经历了这些事件。
Peter displays one of the greatest characteristics we've spoken of is that Peter was teachable.
我们就讲到彼得他有一个受教的心这是一个最大的一个特性
as he had spoken about the Lord paying that tax
当他讲到主要配丁付丁税
you know, most people say that when Peter went out to catch that fish
有些人说彼得出去钓那条鱼
he probably spent a long time there
他在那里花了很久的时间
it wasn't like Brother Godwin and his fishing
不像我们的孙弟兄他
just scoop down and get the fish
他就在那里捞鱼就捞出了很多鱼
Peter probably had to sit there all day
彼得在那里可能钓了一整天
and he probably finally caught one fish
他终于钓到了一条
you know, but we see how the Lord Peter learned from that
我们看彼得在那里面学功课
through these various things that he went through he learned
在不同的事情上面他就学功课
and how we need to learn from our experiences brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们我们要如何的从我们经历来学功课
because later on Peter and Paul have a confrontation in the book of Galatians
后来在加拉太书我们看到彼得和保罗他们就有一个冲突
turn over to Galatians chapter 2
我们翻到加拉太书第二章
now we see that they were in Antioch
在安提亚
and Peter was starting to separate himself from the Gentile believers and only eat with those that were Jewish believers.
彼得就在那里从外邦人中间出来，只和那些犹太人一起吃饭。
And Paul came there and he confronted Peter.
保罗就在那里，他就在那里面对抵挡彼得。
And if you look in verse 14,
如果你
we'll start at verse 11.
我们从十一节开始。
It says, when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned.
他讲到后来基法到了安提阿因他有可责之处我就当面抵挡他。
Paul got right up in Peter's face.
保罗就站起来就直接向彼得说
And he said, you're being a hypocrite.
他说你是一个伪善的人。
You're leading these people astray.
你把这些人给带偏离正路。
Now what would the old Peter have done?
彼得如果是老彼得他将做什么
Well, if he still had his sword, he'd cut Paul's ear off.
如果他还有那个剑的话可能要把保罗的耳朵给割掉
If he didn't have the sword, he'd probably just decked him.
如果他没有剑的话可能就给他一个勾拳
But no, we see Peter, he was correctable.
我们看彼得他是受教的
And later on, if we look at the end of 2 Peter as he's writing,
我们看彼得后书他写信的方式
How does he refer to Paul?
他是在那里怎么样来指出保罗
He says, my beloved brother Paul.
他说我们亲爱的兄弟保罗
This one who had gotten up in Peter's face in public
这一位保罗在众人的面前来抵挡他
He didn't pull him to the side
保罗没有把他拉到一边
And quietly correct him
轻轻的来修正他
He got in his face in front of everybody totally embarrassed him
在众人的面前他就让他直接来面对他
Oh, but Peter learned from it
彼得就从里面学了一个功课。
And his testimony is, my beloved brother Paul.
他的见证就是我们亲爱的弟兄保罗。
He didn't hold a grudge.
他一点都没有怨恨。
He appreciated what Paul did.
他在这里欣赏保罗所做的。
And we're corrected.
他说我们被得到了修正。
Do we call the person that corrects us our beloved brother?
如果有人修正我们，我们还会叫他我们亲爱的弟兄吗？
We probably put a few other different adjectives in there.
我们可能会用不同的形容词来形容他。
That we're not going to repeat tonight.
我们今天晚上不想在这里。
But we see how the Lord worked within Peter.
我们看主如何在保罗在彼得身里做工。
Transforming work.
在这里做变化的工作。
And as he continues to do this work, not only having virtue and knowledge and self-control, but then he's through that self-control, it brings about an endurance within Peter.
然后我们看主不停的做工，通过德行加上知识，然后再加上节制，然后加上忍耐。
Now this word endurance,
这个词忍耐
it's not just gritting your teeth and bearing up under it.
不是你咬紧牙关在那里受。
But it's remaining under it in a spirit of calmness and peacefulness.
而是在那里安静的有属灵的安静。
To remain and to allow the Lord to hold you and keep you there.
你让主在那里来扶持你。
Now we know from these different stories we've looked at Peter's life, in the Gospels, he didn't have much endurance.
我们看到在福音书里面讲到彼得说他没有忍耐。
If you go to read the story of when the Lord went to Gethsemane,
如果你们在那里读主去克西马尼园。
The Lord told them to watch and pray.
主说你们警醒祷告。
How much endurance did Peter have?
彼得有多少的忍耐呢？
The Lord went and prayed, he came back, Peter was asleep.
主就去祷告，回来以后就看见彼得睡着了。
The Lord, he awakens him, he goes back again, Peter falls asleep again.
主把他叫醒了以后去祷告，然后回来彼得又睡醒了，又睡着了。
He wasn't there, he wasn't...Didn't have that endurance.
他根本在那一点忍耐都没有。
But praise God as the Lord worked within him.
但是我们赞美神主在他里面做工。
We see the Lord creating this wonderful spirit of endurance.
我们看到在他里面形成了那一个忍耐的灵。
We know in the book of Acts, Peter was arrested a couple of times.
我们看在使徒行传彼得被抓了两次。
If you look at Acts chapter 5 verse 40.
如果读使徒行传五章四十节。
Oh, actually, in verse 40, it talks about how after they were arrested the first time, they were flogged and beaten.
在四十节里面说他们被抓住了，然后就鞭打他们。
And then look at Peter's testimony in verse 41.
然后看四十一节彼得如何做见证。
It says they went out on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为因被算是为配为这名受辱。
They went out rejoicing.
他们到外面，他们欢喜。
You know, they had endured that ill treatment.
他们忍耐了那个对他们的那个痛打。
And we know later on in Acts 12, Peter was arrested again.
我们读到使徒行传十二章，又看到他又一次的被捕。
And we see a beautiful picture of Peter enduring.
我们就看到彼得的一个在那里忍耐的一个美丽的图画。
Because the situation here,
你看到这里面的一个光景
is that.One of the other apostles, James, had been arrested and killed.
你看到另外一个使徒雅各就被抓住杀害了。
And Herod saw how much this pleased everybody.
希律就看到这让很多人很高兴。
So he arrested Peter.
他把彼得也抓起来。
And so puts Peter in jail.
他把彼得关进了监牢。
Now Peter knows he's in jail just awaiting execution.
彼得就知道他在监牢里面等待被处死。
And what is Peter doing there?
彼得在那里做什么？
Oh, it's a wonderful picture.
有一个多么奇妙的图画。
Because, well, first of all, it's beautiful there in verse 5.
在第五节里面很美丽。
Prayer was being made fervently by the church.
教会为他切切的祷告。
As the people were praying.
人都在为他祷告。
But then look at what Peter's doing there.
你看彼得在做什么。
In verse 6.
第六节。
On the very night when Herod was about to bring him forward, that means to be killed, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains.
希律将要提他出来，就是要把他杀掉的那天的晚上，彼得被两条链锁着，睡在两个兵丁的当中。
He was sleeping.
他在那里睡觉。
Now, you know, Peter had a habit of sleeping.
彼得他有一个睡觉的习惯。
Because in Gethsemane he went to sleep.
你看在克西马尼园他睡着了。
Well, if you look in the Gospels, one of the records of the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter went to sleep.
在有个一卷福音书里面说，在变化山上彼得也去睡觉了。
Before the Lord worked in him, he went to sleep at the wrong time.Before the Lord worked within him, he went to sleep at the wrong time.
哦，当主在里面做工的时候，他在错误的时间睡着了。
But now he's sleeping restful in the Lord.
但是他在竹子里面安息的睡着了。
Knowing that he's getting ready to be martyred.
他知道他要被殉道了。
But he had whatever the circumstance.
不管环境如何。
The Holy Spirit was keeping him.
圣灵在那里持守他。
Peter had learned that place of enduring.
他在那里学会了忍耐。
Oh, when we're going through some situations that we feel are bringing us to a place of death.
当我们经历那个环境，如果我们觉得我们会被杀害。
What's one of the first things that leaves us?
我们要做的第一件事是什么？
We don't sleep very well at night.
我们在晚上睡不好觉。
Would we allow the Lord to really be our peace and our rest?
我们愿不愿意主做我们的安息？
This is the character of the kingdom.
这就是国度的性格。
We talk about kingdom life.
我们觉得国度的生命
It's knowing that the king is in charge.
就知道王在那里掌权
And he's got all things in his hand.
他在所有的事情都握在他的手里
He has sovereign rule and dominion over all things.
他在任何事情上他就掌王权
And Peter was in a place of rest.
彼得在安息的里面
That if he was going to be martyred,
就算他会被殉道
It would be only under God's government.
他也是在神的手里面
Whatever would happen,
不管发生什么事
Peter was resting in him.
彼得在他里面得了安息
Oh, what a lesson we see in Peter's life here.
我们在彼得的生命里面看到何等的一样功课
And as we see Peter having this spirit of endurance,
我们看到彼得有一个忍耐的灵
Also, then we see how out of that comes a spirit of godliness.
我们然后再看到在那以外又什么是敬虔的灵
Godliness is the very character and nature of our Lord.
敬虔是我们主的性格
It's you...Because in the past, Peter looked at everything from his own self.
因为在过去彼得是从他自己的角度来看。
He wasn't trying to look at it from God's way.
他不是通过神的路来看。
If you look back at Matthew chapter 19,
如果回到马太福音十九章
there's a story of the rich young ruler.
在里面讲到一个富人，年轻的富人。
And we know how that rich young ruler, through that it became very hard for him to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们看到一个年轻的富人，他就很难进到神的国里面。
And then Peter in verse 27.
彼得在27节
It's interesting how he puts it. He says, Lord, we have left everything and followed you. What will they be there for us?
他说很有趣这里他说彼得说看了我们已经撇下所有的跟从你将来我们要得什么呢
You know, the Lord in his graciousness though, he tells Peter what's going to be there. That great reward.
主非常有恩典地告诉他将来要得什么的荣耀
Peter, he's still at this point thinking of his own self.
彼得还是在那里想他自己。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
We see how as the Lord's working in him.
我们看主如何在他里面工作。
Flip back over, I'm making you flip a lot here, but go back over to Acts chapter 11.
今天让你们翻了很多回到使徒行传11章。
We see this work how Peter was not going to be standing in God's way.
我们看到彼得不会站在阻挡神的道路。
Because after that wonderful work that the Lord did in the house of Cornelius.
因为在哥尼流家主神做了奇妙的工。
You know, Peter, he's there, he's focusing upon the Lord.
彼得在那里注目在神的身上，主的身上。
In Acts chapter 11, verse 17,
在11章17节
at the end of that verse,
在结束的时候
we'll read the whole verse. If God therefore gave to them the same gift as he gave to us also, after believing in the Lord Jesus, who was I that I could stand in God's way?
整个17节，神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样。我是谁能阻挡拦阻神呢
Now before, Peter was standing in God's way quite often.
以前彼得经常阻挡神的路。
And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we can stand in God's way.
弟兄姊妹们有时候我们经常能拦阻神。
He wants to do a work through us and we hinder that.
他愿意在我们里面做工但是我们来拦阻他。
But praise God, Peter learned to decrease.
但是赞美主彼得学会了让自己减少。
Peter learned to say, it's not I, but Christ.
彼得学会了说不是在是我乃是基督。
And the character of the king was able to come forth in a strong way through Peter.
这个王的性格在他里面就强烈的在那显明出来。
And out of that godliness then came a spirit of brotherly kindness.
加上敬虔在敬虔上要加上兄弟爱弟兄的心。
We see this character being developed within Peter.
我们看见这个性格在彼得里面产生。
Now, in this matter of brotherly kindness,
有关弟兄之爱。
That's the word Philadelphia.
这就是菲拉达菲亚这个词。
Love of the brethren.
菲拉铁菲这个词。你爱你的弟兄。
You know, when Simon, when we look at, see Simon in the Gospels,
当我们看在福音书里面看西门。
We see how in Matthew chapter 18,
我们看到在马太十八章。
He's trying to appear to be so spiritual.
他想在那里表现得很属灵。
He says, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother?
他说主啊我要饶恕我的弟兄几次。
Well, now what's actually happening there?
在那里发生了什么事?
Peter's saying, Lord, My brother sins against me so much.
他说我们的弟兄经常的得罪我犯罪。
How much should I forgive him?
我要饶恕他几次。
He's actually uncovering his brother's sins.
他在那里他把他的弟兄的罪就给表明出来。
Which to me is kind of ironic.
对我来说好像有很有讽刺意味的。
Because if you've got Peter and Andrew,
你看到彼得和安德烈。
Who do you think had to forgive the other more?
你觉得谁更要多饶恕谁?
I think Andrew was probably always having to forgive Peter.
我觉得安德烈总是要在那里饶恕彼得。
You know, Peter probably every now and then had to forgive Andrew.
彼得也许偶尔的 要饶恕安德烈。
But now he uncovers his brother to the Lord.
但是他把他的弟兄弟在主的面前显示出来。
Praise God, later on Peter writes.
感谢主，后来他写道。
Love covers a multitude of sins.
就说爱能遮盖很多的罪。
Love covers.
爱能遮盖。
How we cloak it in spirituality, but sometimes we love to expose the weaknesses of our brothers and sisters.
有时候我们要披戴一个好像属灵的外衣，但是我们经常要把弟兄的缺点给暴露出来。
Oh, when we see something in a brother or sister.
当我们在一个弟兄一个姊妹身上看见一件。
So that we can pray for them.
我们可以为他们祷告。
Love covers that.
因为爱就把那个遮盖。
It's not that we broadcast it everywhere.
不是我们向每一个人来广播。
But we can pray and allow the Lord to work.
我们可以来祷告让神来做工。
And we see how after the Lord had worked within Peter.
我们看见主在彼得里面做工。
That verse that we've used out of Luke 22.
在路加福音22章。
Or Peter, after you've been restored, strengthen your brethren.
他说彼得当你被建立的时候你要兼顾你的弟兄。
And we see how he goes and he strengthens them through both the book of Acts and throughout his writings.
我们看他在使徒行传里面和他通过他的书信怎么样在那里兼顾他的弟兄。
Oh, what a wonderful strength and encouragement he was to them.
他对这些弟兄来说是何等美丽的一个力量。
But out and then is the Lord's character, that divine nature is formed within us.
是主的性格和他神圣的性情在我们里面有没有
It doesn't just stop at that brotherly kindness.
它不只是停留在弟兄的爱的上面。
But it's that character of love.
而是爱众人的心。
That's that agape love.
那是一个神的爱。
Which is not of us.
不是出于我们。
Peter was able to testify there in John 21.
彼得在约翰福音21章里面做见证。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Do you have that agape love for me?
你对我有这样一个神的爱吗?
Peter knew at that time, he said, no, you know that, Lord, I don't.
在那个时候彼得知道他没有,他说,你知道我没有。
But praise God, at the end of his life.
但是感谢神,他在他生命的最末后。
Peter loved not his life unto death.
彼得没有爱惜他的生命,一直到死。
And he allowed that he was so captured by the love of Christ.
他是被基督的爱如此深刻地抓住。
That he died that martyr's death.
他在那里死了一个殉道者的死。
We see in a few verses here, Peter's testimony of how the Lord worked that divine nature, the character of the king within him.
我们看见这个几处主让一个王的性格怎么样在彼得里面显现出来。
So we have a question.
我们有一个问题。
Well, are we going to be those that are following Simon?
我们是在那里跟从西门吗?
Are we going to follow Peter?
我们还是来在那里随着彼得。
Now, if we're honest, there's some here that just want to keep going their own way.
我们要诚实的话，我们就说在这里有些人要自己按照自己己意而行。
The Lord's going to let you go that way.
主就会让你这样走。
There's some that want to follow Peter.
但是有些人要走彼得的路。
So how many tonight want to follow Simon?
有多少人愿意来走西门的路?
How many want to follow Peter?
有多少人愿意走彼得的路?
How many want to follow Peter?
多少人愿走彼得的路?
Oh, you missed the whole thing!
你们全部都把这个给忽略了。
Who are we to follow?
我们在跟从谁?
We follow the Lord!
我们跟从主。
I wasted three nights!
我废了我三个晚上。
Oh, we're following the Lord!
我们是跟从主。
I tricked you, I know, I'm sorry.
我在这里给你们骗了你们。
But no!We can fall into just, oh, Peter's so wonderful, let's follow him.
我们虽然可以来走彼得的路。
Oh, but we see brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
How the Lord is, he's calling us.
主在那招呼呼召我们。
He wants us to make that choice of following him.
他让我们做这一个抉择来跟从他。
Back in 2 Peter chapter 1, that's where it says in verse 10.
再回到彼得后书一章第十节。
After he presents his testimony of what the Lord has done in his life,
他在这里他把这个主在他生命里面做一个见证做出来。
He says, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you.
他说所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
Make certain about his calling and choosing you.
使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选建立。
Now, is this some, how do we do this?
我们怎么做?
Is this something we do?
这是我们做得出来的吗?
No, it's simply we're responding to his call.
不,我们只是在那里来回应他的呼召。
We make certain our calling by choosing him.
我们让我们的恩召更坚定来选择他。
That daily denying of ourselves, taking up our cross and following him.
我们天天否认自己背起我们的十字架跟从他。
We're saying, Lord, we're responding to your call.
我们说主我们是对你的恩召有回应。
And we're saying Christ is our life.
我们说基督是我们的生命。
We choose the king.
我们来选择这个王。
That kingdom character, that very kingdom life could be worked within us.
让那个王的性格，让这个王的生命在我们里面做工。
In that way,
通过这样的方式。
That wonderful entrance into the eternal kingdom will be abundantly supplied unto us.
我们就可以丰丰富富进到神的国。
Peter found one of those keys to the entrance, the reality of entering the kingdom.
彼得就在那里找到了进入那个国的钥匙。
It's just responding to the Lord.
就是对主有回应。
And allowing the Lord to work within us.
让主在我们里面做工。
You know, as we come to an end.
当我们结束的时候。
Remember, Peter wrote these letters with a purpose.
我们要记得彼得写这些书信有一个目的。
He wrote to stir up things.
他在那里激励人。
To bring things to remembrance, to wake us up.
他是在那里让我们记住，让我们来苏醒。
Most of the things that I've shared, you've already heard before.
我们交通过的你们都听过。
But may we be more diligent to make certain and sure His word within our hearts and our lives.
但是我们要更加的殷勤，让他的话在我们里面更加的有确定。
And why is that?
为什么？
That we would be ready for His return.
因为我们要为他的回来预备好。
That when we see, when that morning star is rising.
当那个晨星显现的时候。
You know, our Lord is the morning star.
我们主是那晨星。
Praise God, one day that morning star will arise.
赞美神，有一天那个晨星要显现。
Christ and His kingdom comes.
基督和他的国要降临。
Are we going to be those that are ready for that?
我们对他有没有预好做好准备？
May we really take the opportunities we have.
我们要抓住我们的机会。
Because Peter concludes his epistle.
因为彼得在他的
In 2 Peter 3:18.
在彼得后书三章十八节里面。
Again encouraging them.
他在那里激励他们。
And encourages us.
也鼓励我们
that we would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that to Him be glory both now and the day of eternity. Amen.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。Amen.
As we come to the close of 2012,
当我们来到2012年的末了。
You know, may we have this prayer for the next year.
当我们为下一年我们来祷告。
That His kingdom would come.
愿意他的国降临。
It would be wonderful if we didn't have one of these gatherings next year.
如果我们下一年没有这样的聚集，该是多么的好。
But if the Lord chooses to delay, if the Lord chooses to delay His coming,
但是主如果迟延的话，
may we still live a kingdom life during this year.
我们在这些年里面我们要过国度的生活。
Allowing Him to be king.
让他做王。
Allowing him to make that word more sure and more real within our hearts.
让他的话在我们里面更加有确据。
That when that morning star does arrive,
当那个晨星显现的时候。
We'll be there, we'll be awake, we'll be ready to see it.
我们在那里是清醒的，我们在那里看得见。
We won't be asleep.
我们不会睡着了。
And miss it.
我们不会忽略了他。
We would be spiritually awake and alert in him.
我们属灵上我们在那里清醒，我们在那里警醒。
And as that word is so real within our hearts,
这些话在我们里面是不是变为了实际？
We are those that are ready.
我们做那些预备好的人。
And in that spirit, we're those that will be hastening his return.
让我们的灵能够来催促他的再来。
May the Lord help each one of us.
愿主来帮助我们每一个人。
And may we in that same way that Peter did.
愿意像彼得那样。
Respond to all his training.
我们来对他的教训有回应。
In the way that he's teaching us in this hour.
让因为他这个小时就在教育我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意成就。
On earth as it is in heaven.
行在地上如同行在天上。
Oh Lord, hallowed be thy name in our lives.
主愿意在我们的生命里面人尊你的名为圣。
That we would be a people that are known by your name.
我们都作为一个知道你名字的百姓。
Lord, we, at times we get frustrated with ourselves.
在有些时候我们对我们自己蛮有了挫折感。
But we confess at other times we like the life we're living.
但是有时候我们还对我们自己的生活我们喜欢。
But that's only because we don't see the fullness of yourself.
因为我们不能看到你自己的全备。
Open the eyes of our heart, Lord.
打开我们心里面的眼睛。
To see you in a fuller and a greater way.
让我们更完全的更为更大的来看见你。
Lord, open the eyes of our heart.
主打开我们心里的眼睛。
To see how much you desire to return.
让我们看见你是多么的渴望要回来。
How jealous you are to return.
你多么的迫切的要回来。
How jealous you are for that bride to make herself ready.
你是多么迫切的等待那个新妇装饰整齐。
Lord, thank you that we have this opportunity to learn of you.
主，我们感谢你有这个机会来学你。
And may we by your grace we will just respond.
愿意我们根据你的恩典我们来有回应。
And grow in the grace and knowledge of you.
我们在你的里面，在你的知识和恩典里面有成长。
And that the reality of your life would be seen through your people in this hour.
愿意你的生命的实际在你的百姓的里面能够表现出来。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
我们奉你的名祷告。Amen.